This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 8th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A pleasant day across Israel today. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is warm and sunny, ideal for outdoor activities. As evening approaches, expect cooler temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Wizz Air flight to Tel Aviv delayed after a passenger requested to leave before takeoff. This incident, reported by the Jerusalem Post just in, shows footage of Israeli passengers standing as police boarded the aircraft. Also earlier today, Lebanon refused to discuss operational mechanisms with Israel during talks in Rome. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a confrontation within the Lebanese delegation. Also this hour, Hezbollah broke the ceasefire by launching a drone strike on an IDF force in southern Lebanon. Winnet confirms no casualties or damage resulted from the attack. Separately, a top U.S. general is advocating for an off-ramp strategy in the Iran conflict, according to I-24 News. And finally, Montenegro's Jewish community faces challenges amid rising hostility towards Israel. Forward reports from earlier today on the situation in Nikshic. Here's what people are saying online. Aviva Klompas, an Israeli activist, posted minutes ago criticizing Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow over handling of anti-Semitism issues. Richard Kemp, a former British Army officer, wrote recently about the narrative surrounding Israel and Gaza, questioning its accuracy. I-24 News English reported earlier today that an Abu Dhabi State Oil Company vessel was targeted in the Strait of Hormuz, marking a significant escalation in maritime threats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the delayed Wizz Air flight to Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post highlights the tension caused when a passenger requested to disembark, prompting an intervention by security personnel. Such disruptions not only delay schedules, but also heighten security concerns for airlines operating in the region. Turning to the crisis in Rome, Israel Hayom Hebrew describes a heated exchange as Lebanon's military team clashed with political representatives, refusing further talks with Israel. This deadlock complicates diplomatic efforts to stabilize regional peace processes. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's drone attack on an IDF force in southern Lebanon marks another ceasefire violation. Ynet's report indicates that although there were no casualties, the breach exemplifies ongoing tensions that could reignite broader conflict if not managed carefully. In related news, I-24 News reports a top U.S. general is seeking a diplomatic off-ramp for the Iran situation. This move underscores the urgency felt by international powers to prevent an escalation into full-scale conflict, which could have severe global implications. Finally, Montenegro's Jewish community is navigating increased hostility, as reported by Forward. The depiction of an Israeli-painted fighter jet at Nikshic highlights the symbolic tension. Such incidents reflect broader European challenges in balancing solidarity with Israel and rising local tensions. On the economic front, first, Bank Hapoalim will distribute scholarships totaling 1.2 million shekels ahead of the academic year. Israel Hayom Business reports the initiative aims to support students financially amid rising educational costs. Separately, Entree Capital's Avi Eyal defended Monday.com's AI-driven layoffs. According to Tech, he remains optimistic about the software industry's evolution despite recent restructuring. And finally, Inet Business reports Zenity raised $125 million to enhance its AI security platform. This funding boost signifies growing investor confidence in AI technology's role in enterprise security. It's unknowing. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.